Teachers and administrators in the Baltimore County Public School System have a science-based way of explaining climate change to their students. They're teaching that climate change is real and human activity is driving it. There are, of course, people who reject mainstream climate science, but Baltimore County wants students to focus on the science and not on opinion, at least in the classroom. WIPR's John Lee has more.
Aquariums and terrariums line the walls of Jennifer Bodis' science class at Sparrows Point High School. Students Luis Cervantes and Mason Charpella give a tour, identifying the animals, from turtles to a fire-bellied toad, a blue-gilled sunfish.
Next up is a bearded dragon.
Yeah, we have two of them. We have one over here and another one over there.
Luis and Mason both plan to be science majors in college, and they believe the evidence that human activity is causing climate change. But both have had classmates who thought otherwise. Mason remembers one student in particular.
He just didn't believe it. He didn't really think that what I was saying was true. He thought it was a bunch of hocus-pocus in a way.
In this way, climate change is like evolution. The teaching of the scientific theory runs afoul of some people's beliefs. Bodis says when she teaches climate change, she lays out what scientists know from multiple sources, as well as how they gather their evidence. If students question that, she steers them back to the science. Bodis says climate change offers students the opportunity to look at data in a critical way.
And start to really think, okay, well, what does this mean? Where is their bias? What does all of this data tell us? And to start thinking for themselves.
Tiffany Winland is a coordinator for science education in Baltimore County.
We're not going to get involved in the politics or religion or their thoughts and feelings at home because we can stick to the science.
Climate change did not become a part of the county's curriculum until 2 years ago, even though the science has been known for decades. In 2017, Baltimore County brought its curriculum in line with science standards adopted by the state. Those standards include teaching climate change to middle and high schoolers.
Based upon the data, we should have jumped on this much sooner.
Christine Schumacher, the director of science for the Baltimore County Schools, says before 2017, some students studied climate change in an elective earth science course. Now it's part of every student's curriculum. Bodis says as a science teacher, she agrees the county was late in doing that. But on the other hand, she says because of the naysayers, it was good to wait.
I think we needed to really make sure that we had that scientific evidence to support why are we teaching this in our schools now.
A state education department spokesperson says local school systems across Maryland are now required to teach climate change, but adds they don't have the data to know for sure that's happening. One of the cool things about science class is hands-on experiments. Julie D'Amico is a supervisor in the Baltimore County Schools Science Department. D'Amico lays out one way they can show students the connection between carbon dioxide and rising temperatures.
You can actually put a CO2 sensor and a temperature sensor in Erlenmeyer flasks. And as you put more carbon dioxide in, you can keep track of the temperature as you shine light on it.
D'Amico says students also have unplugged devices in classrooms, then try to quantify how that changes the amount of kilowatts used. And while climate change is not being taught in county elementary schools, the students are learning the basics about weather. Later on, they'll learn how humans are affecting that. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.